USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pope Francis made a call for peace in Ukraine as part of his annual Easter blessing. Following the celebration of the first Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square since 2019, the Pope urged for peace in Ukraine, saying we should not get used to a state of war.
May there be an end to the flexing of muscle while people are suffering. Please, let us not get used to war. Let us all commit ourselves to imploring peace from our balconies and in our streets, peace. May the leaders of nations hear the people's plea for peace.
And the European Union announced Sunday that it has pledged more humanitarian aid to help those fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The funding package includes more than $48 million for projects in Ukraine and another $5 million to go to neighboring Moldova. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Finland and Sweden announced this week that each would decide whether to join NATO in the next few weeks, prompting a series of threats from Russia. Leaders in both countries have cited the Russian invasion of Ukraine as the catalyst for their reconsideration of their position with the security alliance. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes the countries will end up as NATO members. He tells Fox News that the current situation in Europe has clearly changed their perspective.
I think they can see that being in the mushy middle, being in some place as Ukraine was, where it wasn't clear if the guarantees that had been made as part of the commitments in 94, the Budapest Memorandum, if they'd be real or not, I think those two countries can see that they are better to be with this powerful entity.
And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is investigating reports of several illnesses possibly linked to Lucky Charms. The agency says it's received more than 100 complaints from consumers complaining of diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting after eating the cereal. The cereal's manufacturers, General Mills, says they haven't found any link between the illnesses and Lucky Charms in their own investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The deadline to file your federal taxes is quickly approaching, with filings due by the end of tomorrow. Lance Pry has more on Tax Day from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In the United States, Tax Day is the day on which individual income tax returns are due to be submitted to the federal government. Since 1955, Tax Day has typically fallen on or just after April 15th. Tax Day was first introduced in 1913, when the 16th Amendment was ratified. This year, Tax Day is Monday, April 18th. If you need to file an extension for October 15th, do so at the IRS.gov website before the end of Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police in Columbia, South Carolina have arrested a suspect in a mall shooting that injured 14 people. Nine victims aged 15 to 73 were hospitalized with gunshot wounds after shots rang out at the Columbiana Center Saturday afternoon. Police later announced that they had a 22-year-old male suspect in custody. And the NBA playoffs kicked off Saturday with four opening round game ones as the Jazz topped the Mavericks 99-93. Minnesota beat Memphis 130-117. The Sixers ran away from the Raptors 131-111. And Golden State beat Denver 123-107. Steph Curry returned after a month due to a foot injury to score 16 points in 21 minutes of work. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.